Is this on already?
It should be.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can hear me?
Well, that's not a mic for the room, it's just a mic
for the recording. Perfect. Okay, great. Very disconcerting. Okay, great. Last talk of the day, so we still have some people here. That's nice. Good. All right, so my name is Dan Phillips, and today I'm going to talk about deploying Ruby on WebAssembly. Smaller, safer, faster, and more universal. The faster parts should have an asterisk here, and I'll talk about that too, but we'll get into the details during the talk. A bit about me before we get started. I'm an engineer at an illustrious company called Loophole Labs, and I've got three of my coworkers right here. And we do a couple different things, but we like to call it primitives for software infrastructure. So we kind of focus on really specific pieces of cloud infrastructure specifically. I mostly focus on WebAssembly, server-side WebAssembly, and we also have a product that does live migrations of VMs, which my colleague Felicitas here demoed a couple months ago in Chicago. It's a really awesome talk. You should check it out. That's the end of my pseudo pitch for that. I work primarily on the Scale function runtime. It's a Scale plugin framework that is based in WebAssembly. It is sort of a language agnostic way to build plugins. And I'll talk a bit about that sort of in conjunction with what I'm going to talk about with Ruby. And on the internet, I'm D_Phila. So on GitHub, it's D_Phila without the underscore. Because they don't allow underscores in usernames. But on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, that's me. And I mostly tweet about stuff kind of like this. So also, I'm from Chicago. That's where I live. And I run the WASM Chicago group. So if you're ever in town, you'd like to come by and hang out, we would love to have you. So also, all of our stuff is online, too. So it's virtual if you'd like to check it out. OK, so what is WebAssembly? Who here has done any work with WebAssembly on the server? Anybody? We got two. We got my colleagues and one person. Okay, great. Excellent. Okay, so we're going to just talk about the background of what WASM is. WASM for short, you can say WASM, WASM, doesn't really matter. Technically, if you want to be pedantic, it might be WASM because the precursor was ASM.js, which was a toolset for compiling C and C++ libraries to JavaScript in very performant ways. So ASM, WASM, maybe. But WebAssembly is a safe, portable, low-level code format designed for efficient execution and compact representation, which doesn't mean much yet. It's a safe sandbox execution environment. It is a deny by default sort of security pattern, and it makes no assumption about languages or hosts. So we're going to get more specific, a little bit less abstract. The best way to think about it is that it's a virtualized CPU, right? It's a new type of architecture. So it's a compilation target, just like when we compile things to x86 or R64, whatever. It is a virtualized instruction set architecture. That it utilizes a bytecode binary format, so what you get when you compile to WASM is a WASM binary, which is a binary, but it's not machine code yet. It's sort of an interstitial representation. It uses a stack machine model, right, for this, but it's not actually a stack machine. It's just sort of virtualized in this way. You could say that it is if you use the interpreter, but you can also compile AOT. So what does that all mean? In a broad sense, it's really just another architecture. That's the way to think about it, right? The difference is that it is virtualized, right? So you need a runtime to translate it to machine code. Again, many of the runtimes, specifically those that came out first that are in the browsers, all the major browsers, utilize both interpreted execution and ahead of time compilation. It's universal, meaning that anywhere where there's a spec compliant runtime, you can run WASM. That's the sort of biggest sell, right? So is it just a client-side technology? A couple months ago, we were speaking at DevOx, and we would just talk about it. People were like, yeah, I don't really do front-end stuff that much. And it was like, no. That's actually not what we're talking about. We're talking about using WASM on the server. And why would you do that? This is from the spec itself, webassembly.org. It's a safe sandbox execution environment that makes no assumption about languages or hosts. Extremely important. The cold start times for WASM binaries for a WASM module are in the nano to microsecond range. Even with many megabytes, you could still see microsecond startup times, just like we have with Ruby, actually, which I'll talk about. It's a universal compilation target. So there's this saying in the WASM community that WASM is neither web and it is neither assembly, right? And that's a very important point. So I like to think of WebAssembly as kind of cloud infrastructure's penicillin moment. WebAssembly came out of a long tradition of trying to write more performant code on the web, right? If you just take V8, for example, or the JS VM, they've gone through many, many iterations to make that extremely performant. Actually, it's quite amazing what they've done. But even still, there wasn't quite a good way to have extremely performant code run in the browser. So WebAssembly came around after these sort of earlier iterations with ASM and some other things. And I like to think of it as a sort of a penicillin moment. It was like people wanted to have a safe way to run code from any language very performantly. And it must be safe because it's going to be like overnight on billions of users' devices. So what they decided to do is go in the same direction with a bytecode format and a VM. And then if you kind of think about it, and if you kind of squint, if you think about what the WebAssembly VM is, you could have traditional VMs, and then you could think about containers, and then possibly in the next iteration we have WASM, right? So smaller, safer, faster, much more universal. And faster has an asterisk here, thankfully. I meant to put it on the first slide, but I forgot. Faster means, in this context, especially startup times, right? Startup times. And then when we think about performance with WASM, it's typically described as near native speed, if not native speed. Oops. There's a famous quote here from Solomon Hikes that said that if WASM had existed in 2008, they wouldn't have needed to make Docker, right? This got a lot of VCs very excited in 2019, and there was kind of a hype cycle that got kicked off probably when he tweeted this. We're going to kind of talk through whether or not this has come to fruition and what the sort of next steps are in this space. Cool. So WASI. WASI is the WebAssembly System Interface. Has anyone heard of WASI? Okay, good. A few people. Started in 2019, it was initially kind of like a POSIX interface for WebAssembly. WebAssembly is just a VM, and when we think of it's the dumbest VM because it's really just like a VM that's an architecture, right? So if you think about like just machine code, it has no concept of syscalls or libcs or anything until you give it to it. It's the same thing with WASM, right? So WASM itself just executes very simple instructions. So if we want to run this stuff on the server, we need to think about a way that we can interface with the sort of underlying host. It utilizes a security model called capability-based security. If anyone here has heard of Plan 9, the operating system, it borrowed some of the approaches that were sort of explored there and implemented them. And it's an evolving standard, right? There's preview 1, 2, 3. Preview 2 literally just got released last week. That also means that it's not implemented yet in all of the runtimes, but it's getting there. Preview 1 was kind of this base layer that kind of wrapped standard POSIX calls. Preview 2 introduces networking for the first time, so things like BSD sockets. And then Preview 3 is going to be very important for dealing with async, and that's going to be a very big advance. That will probably happen by next year or so. And then, after all those things are there, we'll probably get to 1.0, right? So it's been kind of a long journey with WASI. Is it required to run WASM on the server? No, it is not. No, it is not. You don't need to use WASI. Oh, is that my time? Am I? Okay. I was like, wow. Okay. So is it required? It's not required. You can run pure WebAssembly on the server, just like you do in a browser, and there's some techniques